Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Okay, so let's do a wellness check on some of our favorite celeb couples. How's Jay-Z and Beyonce doing? They're still together. Love that for them. How's Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively doing? Ah, still together. Ah, yes. Now what about John Krasinski and Emily Blunt? Yeah, they're still together. All right, how's Hugh Jackman and his wife, Deborah Lee Furness, doing?
Man.
We lost another good couple.
27 years?
27 years they're divorcing. They put out a joint statement that said, "Our journey's now shifting, and we have decided to pursue our individual growth."
27 years.
I hated seeing that.
So did I.
Because you never know what's going on, you know, behind closed doors. But for the longest time, they looked like they had figured it out, you know? Like, they look like they figured out, they look like they have figured out the key to longevity in a relationship.
I just always assumed at some point or another in your marriage, you just both give up.
Yeah.
And you're both okay with it. Yeah. Like, you know what? We're in this for 25 years. There are the things that have been annoying me, but you know what? We're here. We've got time together. We'll just suck it up and live the rest of our lives together. But at some point, maybe you just go, nope. Not going to happen.
It really does seem like after 25 years, you just got to figure it out.
Right.
Like you can't leave each other after 25.
I just can't imagine you would want to get back in the game. Like, yeah. You found somebody. It's rough out here. And you have the option to stay with someone who, you know what, you put up with for this long. I mean, couldn't you make it work for another 25? You know, they're getting up there in age. They don't got to wait that much longer.
So if you see Wolverine on Tinder, you know it's legit now.
No, Wolverine can hit me up. But
I gonna swipe with those talons? I'm just kidding.
It's gonna scrape the screen.
I do wonder, so their youngest kid is 18. I do wonder if they were waiting specifically because now that she's an adult. So that breaks my heart even more because I'm like, well, maybe after 27 years, this was just the right time. But after looking at their kids' ages, I was like, it kind of does. Look like
that's what my parents did.
I'm curious in a case like that, like if they're waiting and waiting for the kids to get out of the house and that's the only reason why they're together, when the kids finally leave and the parents are like, okay, this divorce is over, are the kids like, oh, this came out of nowhere, or are they like, oh yeah, we saw this coming?
I mean, my brother and I knew.
You knew?
Yeah. I mean, they could have stayed together and that would have been either way. My brother and I would have been accepting of it, but the divorce, I mean, it doesn't come like as a full-blown shock.
Was there ever a time where they were arguing so much where you were just like in the back of your head going, God, I just wish they'd get divorced already?
They never argued in front of us.
Is that right?
Yeah. No, they never argued in front of us.
Yeah, I think we've debated this. Is it better as the child to see your parents like argue and work it out, or would you rather them never argue in front of you at all?
Yeah, I think it's an honorable thing to do. I was watching the new Kelce documentary and their parents ended up getting divorced, but they were like, there was no way we could split up because our kids were our priority. We had to take them to football practice. We had to take them to hockey practice. I think it's honorable, but I do think in some cases it's better to just split up and move on to a happier relationship. Is NSYNC going to drop a Christmas album? Well, I'll tell you what Lance and Joey just posted that makes me think, yes, it's on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.